This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, and with me are Lim Soo Ann and Dashan Johan. So before the break, we were talking about the discovery of microbes on the seafloor that have been around for longer than the dinosaurs. Moving on to something that's not quite
as old.
Yes, but we are asking you on Twitter, actually.
So many people have been saying that the pandemic is causing the death of celebrity culture. So we're asking you, you know, who are the famous people who have perhaps inspired or even annoyed you during this time? So you can, you know, share your answers with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yes, so as the world continues to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, many entertainment writers and commentators have been picking up on an interesting phenomenon. So celebrities, you know, the stars of stage and screen, whom we typically looked up to, looked forward to hearing from, avidly consumed news about, well, they seem to have suddenly gone from being awesome to mostly being just annoying. Back in March, New York Times critic Amanda Hess wrote an article called Celebrity Culture is Burning. And then in April, culture commentator and podcast host Rohit Tawani wrote an article in The Guardian called Celebrities, Coronavirus Has Exposed How Irrelevant You Have Become. And just last month, BBC Culture carried an article titled Is the Age of the Celebrity Over? Essentially, what we seem to be seeing this year, more than most other times, is much less time and patience for the posturing or the performativeness of celebrity culture, which asks the question, will COVID-19 be the death of celebrity culture?
Well, there are many examples from this year alone that might lean towards a yes to that question. March might seem like a long time ago to us at this point. But what might stick out in your mind, besides, of course, the start of the MCO, is that video spearheaded by Gal Gadot of a whole bunch of celebrities singing John Lennon's Imagine. I don't know.
I don't know if we want to remember.
Yes.
The video featured people like Jimmy Fallon, Natalie Portman, Amy Adams, Mark Ruffalo, all earnestly singing John Lennon's Imagine. According to Gal Gadot, being under lockdown got her feeling philosophical. And she says in the video, this virus has affected the entire world. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, but we are all in this together.
Well, except we're not really together. If there's one thing the pandemic has exposed, it's the huge inequalities that exist between the haves and the have-nots of the world. And as much as celebrities might want to pretend that they are just like us, I think the truth is, and many of us do realize this whether we want to acknowledge it or not, that they're just not like us. And this is even more apparent when most of us are forced to spend our own lockdowns in much smaller spaces, having to worry about errands or job stability, or for some people even daily essentials, while celebrities luxuriate in their mansions. And if the swift backlash to the Imagine video was any indication, most people around the world feel the same.
And there are numerous other examples that receive similar negative responses from the public as well. For instance, Madonna posting a video while in the bathtub filled with rose petals where she these things are a bit ridiculous, right, sometimes. Where she called COVID-19 the great equalizer, or Katy Perry talking about losing track of time in a huge home, or Ellen DeGeneres making jokes that compared quarantining in her mansion to being in jail. And all of these received backlash, calling them tone deaf and out of touch. Even Lady Gaga's One World Together at Home benefit concert in April, which brought together a whole host of big names for online performances, hardly caused much of an impact despite being heavily marketed around the world. And then there are the blatantly frustrating ones, you know, people like Justin Bieber and Kylie Jenner, who were called out by fans for breaking self-isolation rules, or actress Evangeline Lilly, who posted about quarantine being in violation of her personal freedoms.
Yes, so there are all kinds. Guardian commenter Rohit Tawani, as I said earlier, compared this current situation with 1985, where huge stars like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, and Bob Dylan raised over $60 million for the famine in Africa through the Live Aid performance. And he contrasts, you know, their display of empathy, of uniting for a cause by celebrities for something larger larger than themselves, to what he describes as a largely self-focused approach by most celebrities today. There's also, of course, the larger challenge that the global entertainment industry is facing. There are basically no movie releases, no premieres, festivals, tours, or even filming that's happening right now. So pretty much the entire industry has come to a halt. So there's very little to promote. Most celebrities are at home. And so all they really have are their real lives. And many of them seem to mistakenly think that we care about that right now, right? Or perhaps even worse, that we want them to express their, you know, express their emotions or their solidarity with real life issues, which brings us to another example of a celebrity trip up, the I Take Responsibility video, where various white celebrities appeared in a video to solemnly declare their complicitness in police brutality against African Americans in the US. This, of course, happened after the killing of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protests. And again, these celebrities, they were largely called out for what seemed to be a very staged, fairly insincere-seeming video, and for jumping onto a bandwagon.
And it's actually not that unusual that at times like this, the general public would turn away and even actively dislike overt displays of wealth and luxury. It's something most of us might not have. Mm. An article in AussieTheatre.com compares the current backlash towards many celebrities and the other rich of the world to the aftermath of the Black Death in medieval Europe, where following the millions of the deaths that occurred, the serfs began rebelling against their wealthy landowners and demanding pay and better treatment. And it might seem like an extreme example, but it is true that right now, you know, it's more obvious than ever that some people live extremely privileged lives, and more significantly, how huge the gaps are between them and everyone else. Mm.
Right. And so for some context, the World Bank has said that the pandemic could push 40 and 60 million people worldwide into extreme poverty this year. Meanwhile, the International Labour Organization estimates that half of working people could lose their jobs by the end of the year. And the World Food Programme says 265 million people will face crisis levels of hunger unless direct action is taken. To quote the BBC article, cultural sociology professor Chris Rojak from the London City University said, "One of the things that the current situation has done is to blow up the idea that we are all in it together, that rich and poor alike, we are all at risk. Well, we are not. You look at these celebrities and they are all clearly living in the lap of luxury. So for them to reach out and say, I understand your pain, is a bit fanciful."
Mm. So to get some insight into all of this, we have on the line our very own Arvind Yuvaraj, co-host of Popcorn Culture. So thanks for joining us, Arvind. And first off, do you agree that the pandemic has affected how the general public relates to celebrities? And if so, why?
So I don't think the pandemic affected how people see celebrities or how people relate to celebrities. I think that celebrity culture was in a decline for like the last maybe 15, 20, 25 years at least. It's just that during the pandemic, people's focus shifted to things that were more important. And especially when it was at its peak a couple of months ago, entertainment, stuff like pop culture, stuff like celebrities were not top of mind. And I think they were not priorities. So people were looking at their news feeds, at their social media feeds for things like, you know, for opinions from people in the health sector, people like frontliners, like doctors, researchers, and people who knew what was happening. And when celebrities sort of chimed in with their own opinions, it became a bit noisy. And people are like, okay, you don't actually know what you're talking about. So can you leave the opinions and the weighing in to the people who actually do? So I think in that sense, yes. And also there's less entertainment in pop culture now. Nothing much is coming out and celebrities are kind of quiet. So people have sort of put the other people who know what's going on pedestals, and celebrities have been taken on a few notches, I think.
But that's interesting, right? Because this has also been a time when we have been consuming a lot more entertainment. So you would think that we would want to hear from celebrities a lot more.
No. So I like an example, like if I'm looking through my, let's say my social media scrolls, like either Instagram or Facebook or something, and my mind is on something other than entertainment. So I'm using entertainment as a way to sort of de-stress. And I'm not like 100% invested, but I am focused more on stuff like, is the infection going down? Have they found a vaccine? Is a vaccine being tested? What is the DG saying, or in any country, what is their DG saying, quote unquote. And then all of a sudden in the feed, a celebrity thing pops up. I'm immediately going to ignore it, or I'm going to look at it, and if it's irrelevant, I'm going to go like, maybe this is not the time. So in that sense, I don't think people want to hear from them so much. Mm. They just want to use entertainment as a way to get their minds off the news. But I think when they're focusing on the news, they want whatever finite attention span they have or whatever finite time they have, they want it to be taken up with things that actually matter. And at the moment, the pandemic actually matters. So in that hierarchy, celebrities fall sort of short. I guess when the world works, celebrities are kind of important because you have the luxury of giving your time to what they have to say. But right now, if there's no value in that information, then why are we paying attention to that information in that first place?
And how much do you think the internet and social media has contributed to this effect?
So I think social media is the key to the decline of the celebrity culture. I think social media is the reason why celebrity culture sort of died about 15 years ago. I also think social media is where new celebrity culture lives. And if you know how to flex your social media muscle, then you are a celebrity in a different sense. And if you don't know how to do that, then maybe you're not as popular or as widespread as some of the people who know how to be famous on like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, that sort of thing. So I think anyone who knows me knows that I like to explain life through the lens of professional wrestling. So I'm going to try to do that here as well. So back in the 70s, 80s, part of the 90s, there used to be something called kayfabe. And kayfabe is when like wrestlers used to maintain their gimmicks in the public eye. And so when they go out, they would sort of pretend to be either cowboys or like dark sorcerers or ancient warriors or whatever they were playing in the ring. And that is to maintain the illusion that wrestling is real. The moment the internet showed up and the moment social media showed up and a lot of these guys started jumping on those social media platforms, people had more access to these wrestlers and their real lives, and they found out that they were not these people that they were playing in the ring, that they were just roles that they were doing for TV. So even though there are pockets of the wrestling community that maintains kayfabe and sort of guards kayfabe, it doesn't work because you need to do it as a collective. Otherwise, the concept collapses on itself. So I think the same thing applies for celebrity culture. If you don't do it as a collective, if everyone's not guarding like your status as a celebrity, then it falls apart. So I guess, you know, when lots of bigger names like Dwayne Johnson and Robert Downey Jr., Lady Gaga, these people started showing up on social media and started retweeting, started like replying, started talking to their fans and became like super accessible, then celebrity culture got diluted. So now when you get like a reply from someone huge, like highest paid actor Dwayne Johnson replies to you on Twitter, and then you don't get a reply or you can't find Tom Cruise, it doesn't make Tom Cruise a bigger celebrity. It just means that one, maybe Tom Cruise is not interested in social media, or two, maybe Tom Cruise doesn't know how to use social media, which is even worse. And I think that social media is to celebrity culture what the death of kayfabe was to professional wrestling, if that makes sense. In the same way that you all have to do it, you all have to keep that mystique. And if you're all not keeping that mystique, then it just doesn't work anymore.
So let's talk about some of the biggest fails that celebrities have had lately, like the Imagine video or the I Take Responsibility video, or even, you know, Ellen DeGeneres posting and comparing herself to being quarantined to being in jail. You know, could you unpack why efforts like these rubbed so many people the wrong way?
I mean, all of us saw those videos. And if you look at where they are, sometimes they're like in a park, sometimes they're on some meadow, sometimes they're on some like, you know, fields of green. And you're like, okay, maybe they're on a hike or whatever. But then you realize that they're not. They're just like, they're in their garden. Like that garden goes on for miles, right? Sometimes they're like overlooking some ocean. Doesn't matter what ocean. As long as you are living, overlooking a body of water that separates like two countries, I think you're doing better than like 99% of the population. And when they come out with these videos, like people watching them, immediately you see that they are on like a completely different level than everybody else. So this is for the Imagine video and Ellen saying that it's like being in jail, which it's obviously not. Like most people who show up like on Zoom or videos from their homes are like, you see like one bookshelf behind them, or you see like a wall, or you see like a sofa. Whereas like Ellen had like full-blown landscaping. Like, it looked like a museum or someplace you would go visit, like pay money to go visit. So when they come out and say things like, you know, it feels like jail, or it feels like they're in your same situation and they're like suffering, quote unquote, it doesn't make sense, because immediately our homes don't look like their homes and their situation doesn't look like our situation. And when they say things like, let's all pull through this together and, you know, let's be safe, I'm like, you guys don't have to go to a supermarket. I've had to touch like a trolley at least a dozen times when we were in quote unquote lockdown. You know what I mean? So there's a disconnect. And when they keep coming to preach and telling us how to live our lives, I think that's when people sort of realize, like, you and me don't live on the same level, and I don't think I need to be listening to you in this situation. And that's why the Imagine video sort of fell flat. I don't think Gal Gadot meant anything by it. I think she was just trying to contribute. But the choice of song was wrong, because you're saying that there's no heaven when people were dying was just tone deaf. Saying that no possessions when you're in a mansion was just tone deaf. And getting celebrities to perform and put on like a big show, you're just like, you know, when the world's in a different place, maybe you can stop performing for like 5 minutes. And the same thing went for the Black Lives Matter thing, like when they came out and gave those sort of scripted speeches. Like, obviously, you're sitting at home, having your dinner, watching TV. You're not in that state of mind. So when people like Aaron Paul and some of the other actors who came out and they were, like, super sentimental and they looked, like, super down and they were putting on a show, again, people, like, caught on to it. I'm like, there's no way you're in this mood sitting at home having dinner. Like, it's just you switched the moment you hit record. And people didn't appreciate that. It's like, just be honest, just be people, just say what you want to say. It doesn't have to be a performance every time just because you're a celebrity.
Mm. So what do you think we want from celebrities right now? Are there examples of celebs who did this right?
Honestly, I think honesty is the best way. And I know that's like so cliche to say, but Dwayne Johnson, again, I keep going back to him because he is the highest paid celebrity in the world. It's either him or Robert Downey Jr. And he put out like workout videos during the quarantine. He put out videos telling people to take care of themselves. He wasn't preaching to anyone. He was not telling them how to live their lives. And he wasn't hiding the fact that he lives in like a massive, massive house and he has like his own gym built beside his house. But he was telling people to just stay healthy, take care of their immune systems, you know, that, you know, this will be over when it's over, not to get too stressed about things. Then there were people like John Mayer who came out every night, just sitting in like a corner in his house talking about mental health and how he overcame stuff like anxiety, you know, and how he sort of takes care of himself during these times and how he disconnects from the news every now and then. Just telling people to switch off from the media like now and then and look after their own sanity. There were also people like, and I think people who were infected, that's more important, people like Tom Hanks, people like Idris Elba, they came out and didn't pretend to know that they know a lot about the virus. They just came out and gave statements saying that, look, I've got it. I'm going to take care of myself and I'm going to let the doctors do their jobs. Wear masks, sanitize, wash your hands, blah, 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 and that's it. So I think at this point, that's what people want. Like, if you can't say anything that's going to be useful for the current situation, maybe don't have to say anything at all. And it's fine. You can just come out with random videos, joking, memeing, workout videos, or showing people what you're having for lunch. It's completely okay. It doesn't have to be like a loaded performance every single time.
So do you think that the pandemic has fundamentally changed the way we view celebrities and celebrity culture?
No. I think it'll go back once things go back to normal. I think we're just ignoring celebrities for the time being, because honestly, like, just people don't have the time. And I think once things start to normalize again, then it'll come back. And celebrity culture is kind of alive and well in like a different sense. Like I mentioned Blackpink. So Blackpink came out with a video with a new song, and immediately it hit TikTok and immediately it became a trend. So they are like huge celebrities. So they live in a different celebrity culture sphere, just not in the traditional sense. And I think like with the pandemic, maybe people are not giving them that much attention. But once movies start to come out, once entertainment goes back to normal, once we get like new TV shows and they start doing the rounds and they start taking over like the media again, It will go back to the way it was before the pandemic. I don't think it's going to go back to the way it was in like the 90s and stuff. We're not going to look at celebrities like, you know, those celebrities, like Michael Jackson level of celebrities. But it's also not going to change the way we see them as like, not larger than life figures, but figures on a pedestal, I would say.
Thank you, Arvin. That was Arvin Yuvraj, co-host of Our Own Popcorn Culture, which will be airing later tonight at 7:30 p.m. So we have actually been asking for your thoughts on social media as well.
So we were asking you, you know, who are the famous people who have inspired or perhaps annoyed you during this time? So some of you have shared your thoughts with us. And for any of you listening, you can still tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 01878988899. So we have Kieran, who says that all the late night talk show hosts seem extra annoying when hosting from homes without production and cute laughing audience. We have Bimi Sarah saying that they've been following Doc Vivi. Vivi Yusuf, right? Yeah. And Lin Chu saying that it brings on many celebrity wannabes, I guess, in this time. And we have Shamil Raza, who says that, you know, I was never really into celebrity culture, but I was inspired by Jordan Yeo to start doing workouts at home. And they are really doable ones that can be done even without gym equipment.
So I think that's actually quite on point, in the sense that the people that seem to resonate the most with us are the ones who offer something that's for us rather than something that seems self-indulgent and something that they feel they want to put out there. You know, like I find, for instance, things like cooking videos quite charming.
Yeah.
You know, even just people who are talking about, like Arvin mentioned earlier, John Mayer speaking about anxiety or mental health, things like that, instead of empty platitudes of people telling you things like we're all in this together, when it just doesn't feel very sincere.
Yeah, I think that's the key, right? It's not that we want celebrities to stop performing. We still want to watch movies. You know, that's why Netflix movies are doing really well. We still want to listen to new songs. Arvin earlier mentioned Blackpink. Taylor Swift released a new album. Mm-hmm. Nobody is complaining about these things, because these are the things that we need from these celebrities, from these artists. We need them to continue putting out their art and inspiring us that way, and, you know, helping us escape that way. What we don't want is, you know, this, you know, multi-millionaire people living in mansions telling us that they are like us.
Yeah.
Because it's not. Yes, you may contract the virus same way as us, but, you know, because of your income status, because of how easy it is, you know, for you. Even, for example, now things are in the US are not going really well. You know, I think that's an understatement. But common person is definitely way more worried about the going-ons than the celebrity, because celebrity, with the amount of money, their access to healthcare, everything is completely different from a normal person.
When they put up videos like that, it seems they're so far removed from reality that it just feels really jarring when you're scrolling. And like Arvin said, you know, you're scrolling through your feeds, you're looking for news, and suddenly you just have this video of some celebrity in a palatial mansion. No, it's a bit odd. But for both of you, do you find that are there people that you found really inspiring to follow during this pandemic?
Yeah. So as I said, the ones, and it's along the lines of what Dashun just said, you know, the ones who were just doing extensions of what they've already been doing. So for instance, I've been finding these videos by David Tennant and, oh my God, I'm completely blanking on the name of who he does it with. The one who he was in Good Omens with, my gosh. Michael Sheen. David Tennant and Michael Sheen, they've been doing these great, just like funny videos where they riff off of each other. Patrick Stewart performing Shakespeare, you know, things like that. But on a more maybe solid or inspirational note, I found Trevor Noah to be really great, because he's doing his show just at home, you know. Sitting on his sofa, unshaven, with his hair just growing out of control, and just talking to us like a real person. I found him great. Similarly, there's this Indian actress called Samira Reddy, who I recently started following on Instagram, and just very real content about being a mom and being in lockdown and entertaining her kids, cooking with her mother-in-law, which just feels very real.
And you know, Trevor Noah is definitely high up there on my list as well, because of how earnest he comes off, even without like what one of the commenters mentioned about the laugh track and all that. I think Trevor Noah, you know, he does it really well. And also another one I'll bring up is his footballer named Marcus Rashford. Lambert, who plays for Man U, and he has been going out of his way throughout, you know, while when football was suspended and everyone was, you know, staying at home and they were using that time to recover and all that. Marcus Rashford was, you know, he went out of his way to collect funds. That's one thing. And he even, he raised a lot of funds, tens of millions of dollars. And he also wrote letters to Parliament, the UK Parliament, to tell them not to suspend, because they were thinking of a sort of not doing this summer food program for high schoolers or for school children in general, because they wanted to, you know, allocate the budget differently. But Marcus Rashford, you know, he pushed the Parliament to say no. You know, when I was a kid and I didn't have money, you know, I lived off of these vouchers and all that, even during the summer period. And so I think after that, the UK Parliament said, okay, then we will look into that and we will go. So, you know, celebrities, this football, he doesn't need to do that. When he does that, he doesn't go out there and he's, you know, record a video and say, I relate to you. He knows.
It's real action.
It's things that sort of they would do, I think, anyway, regardless of, it sort of, it fits them, who they are, you know. And I think I'd echo what you mentioned earlier, Sharmila, about sort of performances that these celebrities are doing. And I think I really enjoyed Taika Waititi's 10-part reading of Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, that was adorable, all the different Avengers stars. Well, many of the celebrities.
Avengers stars, but many celebrities. And I think that something like that is so comforting to people. It sort of echoes that, look, everyone is stuck at home. There, some of them are parents too. And that's sort of helping people to weather through lockdowns.
And you're not going to mention the one that you just introduced to us today?
Yes, so what I found really fun to follow during this past few months was unexpectedly Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he puts up videos of him and his two miniature horses just running around. He's like hugging them and actually just reminding people to, you know, wear your mask if you go out or stay at home.
And that the Terminator is now a grandpa.
Yes.
Well, so if you have, you know, celebrities who have inspired you, or alternately, you know, if they've just been annoying you and you're done with them, let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or drop us a message on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, Dashran is going to stick around and he'll be speaking to Mahira Marzuki, who is the project coordinator of Undi Sabah. And they will be talking about what the Sabahan youths will want when they cast their vote. So that's it from us on The Daily Digest. We leave you now with Swinging on a Star by Bing Crosby, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.